68.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, March 6th. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is north at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Tension is building between Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Mark Wilson has details.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is pushing back against the latest comments from New York City Mayor Eric Adams. In an exclusive interview with Kansas Capitol Bureau, she explained what led up to the heightened tensions over his comments. Adams took a jab at the state's capital city of Topeka earlier this week, drawing a parallel between the city and a small town or village somewhere. The governor responded to the mayor in a tweet on Friday saying he owes Kansas an apology.
Kansas Gas Service says it will begin resuming normal billing practices that were suspended during the pandemic. Utilities suspended late payments and offered alternate payment options to customers who are facing financial hardships due to the pandemic. And beginning April 1st, the utility will begin assessing late fees to past due accounts again. If you can't make your payment on time, Kansas Gas Service recommends contacting them for options. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly announced that Kansas attracted the most private business investment per capita of any state in the country in 2022 and will receive the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine for the second year in a row. For more than three decades, Site Selection has awarded the Governor's Cup to the state with the most capital investment. And in 2012, Site Selection established a second category for the state with the most qualified projects per capita. This allows states with smaller populations experiencing economic success to be recognized. Only one state is awarded this prestigious award annually, and qualified projects must have at least one of the following: $1 million in capital investment, creation of 20 new jobs, and 20,000 square feet of new construction. Kansas's rankings with Site Selection magazine have improved each year since Governor Kelly was first elected. In 2019, Kansas was number 20. The following year, Kansas moved up 10 spots, and the state hit number 1 in 2021 and was awarded its first Governor's Cup. Agricultural producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs for the 2023 crop year have until March 15, 2023 to elect and enroll a contract. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers these two safety net programs to provide vital income support to farmers experiencing substantial declines in crop prices or revenues. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in ARC County or PLC, which are both commodity by commodity, or ARC Individual, which covers the entire farm. Although election changes for 2023 are optional, producers must enroll through a signed contract each year. Additionally, if a producer has a multi-year contract on their farm and makes an election change for 2023, they will need to sign a new contract. If producers do not submit an election by the March 15, 2023 deadline, the election remains the same as the 2022 election for commodities on the farm, and farm owners cannot enroll in either program unless they have a share interest in the commodity. In Kansas, producers have completed 74,828 contracts to date, representing 72% of the more than 104,000 expected contracts. Producers who do not complete enrollment by the deadline will not be enrolled in ARC or PLC for the 2023 year and will not receive a payment if triggered. In partnership with the USDA, two web-based decision tools are available to assist producers in making informed, educated decisions using crop data specific to their respective farming operations. And they are the Gardner FarmDoc Payment Calculator and the ARC and PLC Decision Tool. For more information on ARC and PLC, producers can visit the ARC and PLC webpage, or they can contact their local USDA Service Center. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is grateful to announce that the United Way of Ellis County has allocated $27,000 for the Job Placement Follow-Along Program for the fiscal year 2023 budget year. Follow-along services are provided to individuals who complete DSNWK's Job Placement Program for support to maintain employment and for additional training in the future. DSNWK's Job Placement Follow-Along Program can provide timely support before the individual loses his or her employment and helps reduce the dollar spent on job procurement, training new employees, and employment or disability payments. The United Way of Ellis County has also allocated $35,000 to DSNWK's KidLink program for its early intervention services for fiscal year 2023. This program enhances the development of infants and toddlers from birth through the age of 3 with disabilities, minimizing potential developmental delays, and reduces the educational cost by minimizing the need for special education services. DSNWK wants to thank the United Way of Ellis County and all who give to the United Way for their continued support of people with developmental disabilities. In Nebraska news, a father-son cattle ranching duo were arrested on Wednesday after deputies found over 150 dead livestock on their farm near North Platte. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office reported on Friday that deputies have been investigating livestock abuse in several rural areas over the last several weeks. And during the investigation, the Sheriff's Office got information that livestock were not being taken care of at a farm operated by Larry Mikulikes and his son Matthew. Authorities then served a search warrant at the rural Lincoln County farm on Wednesday and found over 150 dead cattle on the property, and the sheriff's office said that there were also several sick and dying bulls, cows, and calves on the property. According to the sheriff's office, deputies noticed very little substantial food and water sources for the cattle. Larry, who's 75, and Matthew, who's 41, were arrested on suspicion of 150 counts of animal cruelty and neglect, resulting in death, a Class 3A felony, and both were lodged in the Lincoln County Jail. If convicted, they could face up to 4 years in prison. On Thursday, deputies from Logan, Thomas, and Lincoln counties and Nebraska brand inspectors seized all the cattle on the Mikulikes farm, and over 1,000 bulls, cows, and calves were taken to the North Platte sale barn to be inspected by a veterinarian. The sheriff's office said numerous cattle had to be put down on the scene due to them being very sick, injured, and dying. An investigation is ongoing, and the Mikulikes could be facing additional charges. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack seal project is due to begin today, Monday, March 6, on U.S. 83. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 18 to Reference Post 26, which is the north edge of McCook, to the Red Willow Creek Bridge. The anticipated completion is 15 working days, and the traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near the work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. One person is in custody after a standoff that lasted several hours in Gage County involving an armed suspect. Several law enforcement agencies responded to reports of gunshots being fired around 8 p.m. on Sunday at the Hoyle RV Park in Beatrice. When the officers arrived at the scene, they found a suspect inside an RV with a firearm. And according to the Beatrice Police Department, they immediately evacuated several surrounding units for the safety of the occupants. The Beatrice Police Special Response Team and Negotiation Team arrived at the location and began negotiating with the suspect. And officers were then able to take the suspect into custody without incident after several hours. No one was injured during the situation, and there's been no information on the charges that the suspect will face at this time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, March 1st, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding. And the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, Robert Bowman, and Councilmember Gerald Jones, who was present by phone, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the February 15, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were two building permits presented for approval, and Police Chief Jay Sharp then gave an update on the current activity for the police department. City Administrator James Maru stated that a new trash truck was budgeted to be purchased this year for $163,000. And after receiving current quotes, the lowest one came in about $20,000 over what was budgeted. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to accept the lowest quote and taking the amount over what was budgeted from the Refuse Replacement Fund. The vote was taken and the motion carried. James also informed the council that the Water and Sewer Department has some long lead time replacement parts that they would like to place on order with HOA Solutions. The parts are pricey and were not budgeted for in 2023. However, HOA has agreed to order the parts and hold them until next year when the funds for the parts are budgeted for. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to authorize James to notify HOA Solutions of the city's intent to accept the proposal for the replacement parts for the water and sewer departments. The vote was taken and the motion carried. James then stated that there is a structure owned by Elvin Edgett behind 809 North 1st where the roof has collapsed due to the recent snowfall. Elvin is currently working on cleaning up his property located at 304 North Archer, but he would like permission from the council to pause the work at 304 North Archer and address the other structure since it poses more safety risks. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to allow Elvin Edgett to switch his priorities, addressing the failing structure located behind 809 North 1st. Mayor Jones then noted that with the recent moisture and increased traffic down the alley, which is the only way to access the structure, it will need to be graded when Elvin's finished. A vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the formal second reading of Ordinance 1759, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking generally, handicap parking spaces, unlawful parking locations, and special parking and loading restrictions, and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 4:30 p.m. on March 8th, and Andrew then reported that the utility committee met and discussed the design on the water tower and on offering an incentive to the customers taking lead and copper samples. Dean Little reported that the personnel committee met again and discussed the maternity leave policy as well as a few issues the refuse department is having with trash pickup. Dean suggested to help with the trash pickup issues, the council add to city code that refuse must be out by 8 a.m. on the designated day and refuse containers must have handles. And after further discussion, it was decided to have an ordinance drafted adding to the city code that trash must be set out by 8 a.m. Dennis Gilhausen stated the finance committee met with a representative from Nextech to discuss a new video service agreement and telephone franchise fee ordinance. They also discussed the new terms presented by the McMullen family for the easement agreement. And it was decided to have another finance committee meeting once the city attorney has the different options drafted in response to the proposal. Dennis presented a resolution giving the animal control officer an increase in salary. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 5-2023, which is a resolution adopting the annual salaries for certain city employees of the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 6-2023, which is a resolution approving the execution and delivery of a lease purchase agreement as to a E3525HP R2 Series Bobcat Compact Excavator within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to approve the Kansas Antique Racers application for park and grandstand use on September 2nd and September 3rd, 2023, and the motion carried. Robert Bowman scheduled a Parks Committee meeting for 4:30 p.m. on March 7th, and a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to allow the Norton County Historical Society to use the area south of the Horse Arena and the racetrack in Elmwood Park from June 12th to June 17th for their auction on June 17th of 2023, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 5 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:15 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be sausage, biscuits, and gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your breakfast today will be Mexi Tot Supreme, bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools. At 5 p.m., the Kindergarten Roundup. All day, the FFA and Downs. And at 7 p.m., a Board of Education meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 50 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 27 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be cloudy with a high near 36 and an east wind around 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a 30% chance of snow after midnight. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow before noon. Then a chance of rain, and it should be cloudy with a high near 46. On Thursday, rain's likely, mainly before noon, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 48. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 46. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.06. The dew point is 28 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Chiefs' offseason is relatively quiet thus far, but the newest rumbling is that the Chiefs might be interested in Arizona Cardinals veteran wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, and Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he gave his thoughts on the Chiefs potentially acquiring DeAndre Hopkins and if it would fit team-wise, and also if maybe his cap hits are just a bit too high.
I don't know. It is a lot for a guy who's going to be 31, 32 in those contract years. There's certainly... You could possibly whittle that down and move the money around a little bit. The Chiefs are always going to be interested. I mean, anytime that there's a guy that's on the market, Brett Veach is going to do his homework. They're going to kick the tires on it. I don't know how serious the interest really is here. I mean, sometimes just the Chiefs, expressing some interest and researching something can get taken out of context for being really hot on the trail. I don't know that they are necessarily, but I don't think he was. I don't think fit-wise it would be a problem.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a surface low-pressure system that's over southeastern Kansas that was responsible for the gusty winds and warmer temperatures yesterday, but it's dragging a cold front across the state, so cooler air is going to be coming in today. We'll see chances of precipitation increasing as early as tomorrow. Could see a wintry mix in northwestern Kansas. Most everywhere else we'll see precipitation in the form of rain, and that will continue off and on through Friday morning. Another weak system coming in this weekend with a chance of rain and or snow. In northwestern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight's low in the mid-20s. In north central Kansas, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight's low near 30. In northeastern Kansas, sunny and cooler today with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight's low in the low 30s. Southwestern Kansas, today's high in the upper 50s. In south central Kansas, sunny and breezy today with a high in the mid-60s. And in the southeastern part of the state, sunny with a high temperature in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls this morning, first off, as far as the livestock trade is concerned, we continue to see good cash strength into this market after we saw a 165 trade. Now, one of the keys are futures are not getting ahead of what that cash market is, but don't see anything right now that says we're going to start trending lower. So at least steady to a higher trade is expected as far as the cash market is concerned this week. A weak tone into the overnight trade and not a lot of high volume in the overnight markets to start out the week. We see wheat futures down 14 to 15, corn futures down 4, soybean futures down 5 to 6. A lot of it has to do with more expected moisture into the market and into Argentina. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
is a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans. It's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy.